We spend like so much time trying to change our reality by, forcing the world to bend to our will. We think that moving cities or quitting a job or confronting
That's like
someone,
those big external shifts.
exactly. We think that is the only way to gain control. But diving into week 13 of the Laws of Life workbook, specifically the day three material, it really makes you realize something.
Yeah, that the heaviest lifting actually happens internally. I mean, it forces a confrontation with how much energy we waste.
It really does. Which is our mission today. We are preparing you for the day three module on Law 13, which is all about living primarily in your circles of control and influence.
And treating everything else purely as awareness. I mean, that requires a pretty aggressive shift in where you actually direct your attention.
It's a huge shift. And looking at the quotes lined up for today's reflection, the one that immediately engaged my psychology professor brain was from Epictetus.
Oh, which one?
The one where he says, "It is not events that disturb people, it is their judgments concerning them."
Oh, that is a classic.
Right. When we look at human anxiety, this perfectly illustrates the shift to an internal locus of control. You are essentially moving the steering wheel of your emotional state.
Away from the unpredictable outside world.
Exactly, back to the inside of the car. Repeating this daily just drastically reduces your anxiety.
Which is actually deeply tied to the Marcus Aurelius quote from the same section. I chose the one that goes, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength."
That is such a powerful one.
It is, yeah. And as a neuroscientist, I look at that as a literal manual for regulating the nervous system, specifically the amygdala, your brain's built-in alarm system.
Okay, let's unpack this because you're saying just reading a 2,000-year-old quote from Marcus Aurelius is going to stop someone's boss from triggering their stress response.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds way too simple to actually alter brain chemistry.
Well, it's not just reading it, right? It's
Yeah.
intercepting the alarm. So the amygdala is designed to scan for threats and trigger a fight or flight response.
Right, it's automatic.
Exactly. But when you internalize the idea that your power is strictly over your own mind, you are actively sending a stand-down signal to that alarm system.
Even if the external trigger is still there.
Yes, exactly. The boss is still yelling, but you are changing how the brain filters that incoming threat.
Wow. Which really proves human anxiety hasn't changed over millennia. I mean, the ancient Stoics were dealing with the exact same mental traps that Eckhart Tolle writes about today.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Did you pick a Tolle quote for your self-sourced one?
I did, actually, from his book, The Power of Now. The quote is, "If you can't do anything about it, then letting go of it is the only sane thing to do."
That is incredibly blunt.
It is. But from a psychological standpoint, cognitive overload is essentially a computer running too many heavy background tabs. So obsessing over the outer circle of concern, like the things we cannot change, it just eats up all our mental RAM.
And letting go is like the force quit command.
Precisely. It frees up all that cognitive space.
Well, once you force quit those background tabs, you free up processing power for something else. And that connects directly to the quote I sourced for my second option.
Oh, what did you pick?
It's from Dr. Wayne Dyer's The Power of Intention. It goes, "If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change."
I love that. So how does that work neuroscientifically?
The mechanism of perceptual reframing is just fascinating. The visual data, like the literal light hitting your retina, does not change. But your brain throws out about 99% of all sensory input just to function.
Wait, really? 99%?
Yeah, it's a massive amount of data. So a quote like Dyer's acts as a bouncer for your conscious mind, telling the brain which 1% of information to actually let in.
So you start noticing opportunities and solutions instead of just cataloging threats.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is how these quotes directly support Law 13's mental code rewrites.
Right, specifically the code about sorting everything into control, influence, or awareness. We're trying to build an automatic reflex.
But to build a reflex, it has to move from a conscious thought into an automatic behavior.
Which is why the daily practice requires you to physically write or type these quotes out. My psychology students always ask why they can't just read affirmations on their phones.
I'll bet they do.
Yeah. And I tell them, when you hold a pen and form letters, or even type, You are forcing your racing, anxious thoughts to slow down to the exact physical speed of your hands. You are making the abstract physical.
Because you're engaging motor skills and spatial memory, you're paving a physical neural pathway instead of just, you know, walking through the grass once and expecting a trail to appear.
Exactly. So as you dive into your day three work today, your task is to select one of the quotes from the workbook chapter, find one of your own that resonates, and write them both down.
Yes, get them out of your head and onto the page.
So your new three times a day practice stack is now two quotes, your three distill points, and your three code rewrites.
It takes very little time, but the compounding effect of paving those new mental trails is profound.
It really is. And you should get excited because tomorrow our deep dive is going to explore day four, where you tackle the CIA chapter formula.
The control, influence, and awareness formula.
That's the one. It is a highly practical filter to audit exactly where your time is going.
Definitely. But until then, consider this. If our brains fundamentally reflect what we let pass that mental bouncer into our focus, what phantom walls are you currently feeding with your attention that would vanish entirely if you simply stopped looking at them?